Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I have sat here and I have wondered and I have prayed. Lord, I wonder haven't run away with all the times and all the years, all the lines and all the tears. It's time for a change, time to switch lanes, head for higher ground. That's what we do. Get it right, me and you. Time for a change. Time for a change.
This is your host for today. This is Pamela Cummings. Usually, I'm pretty sure it's Casey Cards that does Sunday, but I am filling in for her today. I am by myself, so I see I opened up the chat, so chat away, have fun. We have some callers. I promise I will get to you. Again, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We are here 7 days a week. I am usually on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. We have Psychic Jethro, Casey Kelly. We have a whole bunch of us. So follow us on Blog Talk, Psychics Gone Wild. We also have a Facebook page, Psychics Gone Wild. And we also have a website, psychicsgonewild.com. And you can read all about us there, get our contact information. We have a sister station, Spiritual Learning Connection, and we are there anywhere from 3 to 5 times a week. Different people host different shows. I'm there Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I have 2 more shows there, and honestly, I'm going to have my own show on Tuesday nights. It will be called The Love Channel, show. So I am excited about that, but I will still be with Psychics Gone Wild. I'm still part of this group. They can't kick me out, and I don't think Psychic Jethro wants to. I love being part of this team. If you'd like to call in for a reading, we do have a bunch of people. I'm going to do my best to get to everyone. The number is 773-897-6461. You will hear my bird, Birdie Bird, in the background. He's a ham when the radio station's going on, but usually he's pretty good. He doesn't get too loud. Now, we do have a lot of callers, so one of the things that I ask is that you keep it to one question. If it's going to be complicated, I really don't need you to explain the whole story. Sometimes, quite honestly, when you explain the whole stories to a psychic, our egos can get in the way. The less we know, usually the better it is. But if it gets complicated and you need more detail, I do email readings, and, of course, I do phone readings. My website is www.PamelaCummins.com. It's CUMMINS.com. Actually, you can Google Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS. And I am all over the place. I am on Twitter. I have a Facebook page. And I am on Pinterest. So if you love to pin, follow me. I will follow you back. Okay, so let's get started. I'm going to go in the number of who has held on the longest. And there is a 111 call, so I assume it is a Skype call. And hello, is there anyone there?
Yes, hi, this is Monique.
I'm sorry, was it Monique?
Yes.
Okay, and how can I help you today, Monique?
Well, I'm calling to see if you can give me a reading on my current relationship and moving forward, what's up ahead.
Okay, and can I either get the initial or the name of who you're in the relationship with?
Yeah, T is the initial.
Okay, and as I ask that question, they call me the musical psychic because at times I will get song lyrics for people. And, you know, I'm 50, so my song list is a lot of times has older songs. But I heard an old song by Captain and Tennille, Love. Love Will Keep Us Together, okay? And now they're going on, they're singing the rest. Think of me, babe, whenever a soft, sweet, talking girl comes along, okay? And I am seeing a bunch of ups and downs, and then it evens out, okay? And my guides are being blunt. You know, you want your relationship to have some ups and downs, because if it's always smooth, it's going to flatline and die, okay? which I think is kind of neat. I'm also hearing we can work it out, okay? So, you know, you can work it out. The one thing that's very important on your part, Monique, is to have compassion, okay? That's very important, to have compassion and put yourself, like, you know, in your partner's shoes. Okay, you know, because I'm getting that there are disagreements, difference of opinion, but all in all, I feel it's very smooth. I just feel it going forward. They're saying keep what you're doing and be open and honest and loving at all times. Okay?
Yeah, that, excuse me, that does resonate. Thank you so much. And
all right.
And so what you're saying is it should be a long-term type of deal.
It feels long-term, yeah. Again, I'm getting up and down, up and down. The only way, really, I feel it flatlining is if you don't do anything. You know, you have to grow with relationships, or, you know, you, like, constantly struggle and try and have it your way, okay? They're
right.
So funny. They're saying this is not Burger King. You can't have everything your way. Okay.
Well, we are doing a lot of growing, that's for sure. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Cool. And I just have to wait for Blog Talk. All right. The next one that is up in line is 843. Are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
And how can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm... just have a career question. I know that's one of your specialties. I am been teaching, and I'm presently in Myrtle Beach, and I am transitioning to Atlanta, Georgia. And I just want to know if this gonna be a good career move for my son and I. And am I still going to be teaching?
It's funny. First of all, I got guided to, and I usually don't use this goddess deck by Doreen Virtue, but I got guided to pull it out, and I pulled out a card. And this is what it says. golden opportunity. Important doors are opening for you right now. Walk through
okay.
them. I'm also getting a David Bowie song, Changes, okay? So I feel that it's going to be similar but a little different, okay? And it feels like a step up. And what I am seeing is I'm actually seeing you in a business suit, and I don't feel like that's exactly you, but I see a businesswoman walking up the ladder, you know? So you are making the right choice, and they're also giving me another image where you're holding your nose and you're jumping in the water. Okay, so it feels like it's scary, because sometimes when you jump in the water, it's like it's scary. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, if you're not the best swimmer, am I going to drown? You know, but basically what they're saying is let go and let God and trust. You'll be okay.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, it is definitely the right choice, and there is a lot of growth there. I'm feeling, are you single right now? Because I'm hearing that there's a man there for you.
Yeah, well, yeah, I am single, yes.
Okay, well, if you were married, that would be a bad thing. That's
I like that's, you.
That's why I'm asking, so yes, so that's good. So that's probably part of the opportunity. I'm thinking, oh, God, I mean, I don't know, you're just a voice on the phone. I'm just picking up your energy, you know? So that would have been a bad thing if you were married, so...
Wow. So I
hope that helps, okay?
Yeah, it does. Is it going to be a good move for my son, because he's having issues with it?
He'll settle down, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also, I don't know how old he is, but I heard the Beatles song singing, "A Girl." So it feels like, you know, there's going to be, you know, someone there for him, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, if he's real young, then it's just, you know, a friend. If he's, you know,
yeah,
older.
Yeah, he's 15.
Oh, then it's definitely, you know, a good girl. So yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Good. Good.
Right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let me just take a breath. All righty. On to the next one. You know what? I got a message for everybody, so I'm going to say, my guides are saying that you need to trust yourself more. Okay, so we all have intuition, so you need to listen to it and trust yourself more. They're saying don't go running around to everybody and everywhere for the answer, because a lot of times the answer is within. Okay, now I'm going to the next one. This is a really strange number. Hello, I have 144203. Hello, is anyone there?
Yes, I am. I'm calling from a Skype call.
Oh, okay. That's why it's such a weird number. And what is your name, please?
Hi, Pamela. My name is Deep. I've spoken to you before.
Okay, yes. You sound familiar. And what is your one question, please?
Yeah, sure. Before I ask my question, I wanted to tell you that I just bought the Kindle edition of your book, The Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships.
Oh, thank you.
I read Chapter 6, Patience in Love, last night, and I'm looking forward to read the rest of it.
Great. And do me a favor, please. Hopefully it's a good review, but if you could leave a review. If it's a one-star, don't leave a review. No, it's up to 5 stars, but if you could leave a review, I would appreciate it.
I will definitely.
Okay.
My question is about my love life. There's a girl I love called Anne. She really likes me, and we share a spiritual connection from a past life, and Jethro has confirmed that we are really compatible. But the problem is she has a boyfriend to whom she is committed but is incompatible. So can you give me a long-term down-the-road answer of whether or not you see a possibility of us being together in the long term as a married couple? As in, can we have a love story that has a happy ending, a happy family ending with children walking into the sunset?
Right, right. And honestly, what I'm getting, I'm going to be blunt, is there are some difficulties ahead for you. Okay, that's what I'm getting. It's like what I talked about earlier. It's the trust. It's the faith that everything is going to be okay. I'm definitely feeling that she is with the wrong person right now, but I want to say a control freak, hard to let go of, okay? I do feel down the line, I do feel future for you, but you're going to have to be very patient, okay? You're going to have to be very patient. And they're saying, and in the meantime, while you wait, okay, because I'm hearing the song lyrics, so tired of waiting for you, okay? You know, You need to keep yourself occupied with other things, and I feel like that is your career, making money, you know, making money. I see your career going well, okay? I feel like an independence there, you know. That's going really well. Just patience, and yes, you know, there is. I'm hearing a second chance, okay, for you in this lifetime with her is what I'm getting, and it will be much better. But, you know, you're going to have to wait, okay?
Right. So if I wait, do you think things will work out between us forever as a married couple?
I do feel that, but I'm getting in the meantime, okay? It's going to take some time. It's not going to happen in 6 months, okay? I feel it's a long, you know, I'm not getting the amount of time. I just feel it's very long, okay?
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. Thanks, and for buying my book, too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure, thank you.
And I might as well do a little plug. I have a book, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, and it's actually on Amazon and Smashwords. Okay, on to the next one. We got a lot of people here. I am going to do my best to be here. And I think somebody's helping me on the chat room, so thank you for that. Okay. Area code 703. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Pam. Thank you for taking my call. Eric calling.
Okay. Eric, and how can I help you, Eric?
When do you think that I'll be in a relationship again?
I'm hearing within two, okay? So quite honestly, To me, I don't think it could be 2 months or it could be February. I don't feel like it's like 2 years, okay? All right?
Hopefully not.
No. But they are saying dating, okay? And I'm getting my symbolic, which is like somebody playing field hockey, okay? I usually get it more for women, but I'm getting it for you. And to me, that means play the field, okay? They're saying to go out and explore. Okay, instead of jumping from, like they're saying, instead of jumping from one ship to another, this is so funny, I'm getting a vision from you jumping to all different kinds of ships and checking it out, you know, even if you just have a cup of coffee, all right? I do feel like there is a very long-term committed relationship for you, and I hope this doesn't make you uncomfortable, but I see it being like a marriage, okay?
No, I mean, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, and it is right, and it's compatible, and wow, they showed me, like, a lot of symbols like that. First, they showed me, like, this waiter holding appetizers on a tray, and then I saw somebody weeding their garden like crazy, and that feels like the process you have to do, okay? So, you know, so it's you know, it's that horrible P word, patience, okay?
I
heard it in two different song lyrics, two different singers. Love will find a way, okay? It will find a way. You just need to be patient. And they're saying don't search for it. Just go out and have fun. And quite honestly, and I know people don't hate this, but I am getting to go on the internet. Put together a dynamite ad. Some, you know, not that I like long walks on the beach. You know, be yourself, okay? You know, and do that. And believe me, it works because I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for over a year now. I know people who have gotten married from it, okay? It's just sometimes as a professional and as people, it's hard, you know. The other thing, as I said, that I am hearing to go to coffee shops, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So put yourself out there. It will happen, okay?
Well, I have been beginning to, but I also wondered if somebody from my past might make a reappearance at some
And the way they're answering that, quite honestly, is I'm feeling a yucky feeling in the pit of my stomach.
For
okay?
some people, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah, just, yeah, I'm just feeling that it's somebody new, okay? That's what I'm feeling. Okay.
I will look forward then. Thank you very much, Pamela.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
All right, you have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, and on to the next one. Da-da-da-da. 202, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. And who am I speaking to, please?
My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay. And how can I help you?
Well, I was curious about both work and love, which are very destitute right now.
Okay. All right. Well, Yeah, I do have other people holding. So let me see. They're telling me to go into Doreen Virtue's goddess deck. So,
okay.
Aha. Oh, this is one of my favorite goddesses, okay?
Ooh, Mother, okay.
Yeah, Mother Mary, okay? And it says, expect a miracle. Have faith that your prayers have been heard and are being answered. And I have to tell you, I normally don't grab one of her decks, but I felt like I needed to today, and both cards I pulled so far have been perfect, okay? They are saying that horrible, horrible P word, patience, okay? Patience, you know? They're so funny. Now, I'm hearing the song, Don't Rock the Boat, Baby, Don't Tip It Over. Okay, it's a real old song, all right? And what that means to me is don't let your impatience make you do something, you know, irrational, okay? The job front does feel like something is coming, all right? I do feel like getting something in the meantime, and it's really funny. I'm hearing this old camp song of mine, Peanut Butter and Jelly, okay? And the little part-time thing that you're getting or side work or whatever it is, it just feels like it's some extra money until the real thing comes in, all right? So just keep doing. They're also saying positive, you know, thinking, affirmations, and I also am seeing, I think her name is Rhonda Burns from the movie and the book The Secret, okay? I don't know. All right, I have a feeling you're familiar with that, so please use those principles. And again, they're just saying expect a miracle. I am getting within a month you will feel things start shifting around, okay? But don't get trapped in the pity, in the, oh, things are so bad, all right? Because I'm getting that you do that because you're human. We all do that, you know. So switch it around, okay? You're going to be okay. You know, and right now, quite honestly, they're saying focus on the job first, not the love life. That's more important. It feels like once you're, you know, steady, then you're ready to handle a relationship, okay? Because quite honestly, if you get into a relationship first, you're going to go into the victim mode where you're going to want to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I do.
Okay?
Thank you.
I hope that helps. And I'm going to take a sip of water and I will go on to the next one, okay?
Yeah, okay. You have a good one. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Birdie Bird, you're funny. You stopped chirping when I took a sip of water. Okay, I am going to take a breather. Oh, boy, you guys are keeping me busy today. Okay, and I'm going into the order that I received them. Whoops, and let me hit the right button here. Area code 512, are you there?
I am. This is Nancy calling.
Hi, Nancy. I love your voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My question, I'm getting ready to self-publish a self-help book.
Okay.
And I just wanted to, if there is a time frame of when I would feel like I am financially successful from it.
Okay. And, all right, they're being blunt, okay? Give it some time, okay? And you're not going to like this, but I feel it's going to be at least a year. Okay. At least a year. It's going to take time, okay? They're saying advertisement, and you don't necessarily have to pay for advertisement, but I'm feeling like you're really going to have to market it, okay? And I do feel like you know something about marketing, okay? But I'm getting, they're saying at every angle, okay? It will be successful, but it's going to take time. The other thing I'm hearing is Stevie Nicks singing the song You Can Talk to Me. Okay, so you might want to do some teaching or lectures, okay, that will help sell some more. They're saying it's a process, but you will be successful. And again, I'm just getting every angle. But be patient, and the one thing, it's the second time I heard the song, Sad Songs Say So Much, okay? And what they're saying is don't be sad about that. So, just move forward. It will be successful, okay? I'm feeling you're going to be in the right place. It just takes a little time, okay? They're so funny. They're saying Louise Hay, and I'm sure you've heard of her, okay? They're
mm-hmm.
saying Louise Hay didn't make it overnight. It took her some time, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but keep doing it. And I just want to say congratulations on taking the journey, okay? Because, you know, it's a hard journey sometimes and takes a lot of courage to put yourself out there, okay? But they're saying you're going to do real good, you know?
Okay, good.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you. It's nice just to know that it's an uphill battle, but I can do it.
And again, I'm hearing a year. And really, a year is not that long, okay? That really isn't.
No.
Okay.
No, we'll do that. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. All right.
It.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Boy, you guys, you don't want to give me a break, do you? Okay. All right. Just want to make sure that, it just switched around. I think it's this one. I'm just getting a number one. Hello?
Yeah, it's okay. Hello?
Hi. Have I spoken to you yet?
No.
Okay. And your name is?
My name is Sue, and my question is, love and relationships, what do I need to know?
Oh, they're saying be patient and be open to it. Are you single right now?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm picking up that correctly, because sometimes I get that and it's somebody who's independent in a relationship, okay? I feel it coming in. Be patient, but I feel it coming in the warm months. Okay, summertime, all right? It could be, you know, and timing is hard. I'm feeling August, okay? And I'm just seeing somebody opening the door, and it's really weird. I saw someone opening the door on a teepee, okay? So maybe it's got something to do with Native Americans, okay? And that could mean so many different things. You're at a powwow, the person's Native American, there's a Native American guide, okay? But you will fall in love. I'm getting, in the meantime, I'm hearing that song, What Do You Get When You Fall in Love? It's kind of like a negative song towards relationships, okay? So they want you
to... I missed that, because What was the song again?
What Do You Get When You Fall in Love? It's kind of like a negative song on relationships, okay? You know? And what I'm getting is that for you to have a positive mindset towards relationships, okay, that will help a lot. A real lot.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah. But again, summertime, okay?
And you don't know.
I'm sorry?
Hello? You don't know much about it. Hello, I can hear you.
The only thing is I'm just hearing the song Holding Hands, Making All Kinds of Plans. Okay? So it will come. Anyhow, I'm going to I got a lot of other callers that I'm going to do my best to get to, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go by the whole time because the numbers kind of switched around. So hopefully I'm not goofing this up. Usually Kelly helps me out with this, so I'll do the best I can. Area code 661. Have I spoken to you yet?
No, you have not.
Okay, and I have that you've been holding for a half an hour, so I think I have the right person. And, you know, I'm used to Kelly doing this, so I'm doing the best I can. And how can I help you?
Yes, my question's on career, and I just put in a resume for a position that I'm applying for and wanted to know what you get on it.
Okay, and can I get your first name, please?
Louise.
I'm just feeling, it's weird. I'm feeling yes, yes, yes on a job, okay? But I'm going to be honest. I can't get if it's this job, okay?
Okay.
And, yeah, because I'm feeling like a hemming and a hawing, you know, and I'm just getting yes, yes, yes a job. Are you some kind of teacher? Because I'm hearing teaching.
Well, this job would entail me teaching people about dementia care.
Okay. All right. Because then I'm going to have, again, I'm hearing yes. What I'm getting is that you might not be sure if you want it. Do you know what I mean? You know, all right, and it's really weird. I'm seeing a picture of this woman, like, it was a couple years after we graduated high school, and she wrote all this great stuff about her life. And, you know, I was a little jealous. Her life seemed so wonderful. And somebody pointed it out that, wow, it looks really good in paper, but you don't really know if that's the facts. And that's what I'm feeling kind of with this job, okay? So just be careful before signing. I'm hearing the song signing on the dotted line. Just make sure that it's what you want. I do feel you in a teaching job. I just can't guarantee you it's this one. And again,
okay.
they're saying yes. I know that's confusing, but that's how I'm getting it. Okay.
I'll take it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okie dokie. All righty. And I am not going to, you know, I keep on glancing at chat and that goofs me up, so I'm not going to do that. I don't know I just see Psychics Gone Wild co-host, and I thank you, whoever it is, for looking at that and taking care of that. That makes my life easier. Okay, area code 928. Are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, and have I spoken to you yet?
No.
Okay, and your name is, please?
Alfina.
Alfina? Okay.
Yeah.
And how can I help you today?
I have a question pertaining to, like, love and relationships. I'm wondering where things will go with Brian.
Okay. I'm getting up and down, up and down, up and down, okay? And what the up and down feels to me is his hesitancy to say, yes, I'm committed, okay? But at the same time, he doesn't want to let you go. Do you understand what I mean?
Could this be Ryan? Because right now the person I'm talking about, his name is Brian. Their names are kind of the same, but Brian, I just like recently met him. We're just barely like texting and stuff, and I'm wondering if that will turn into a relationship or not. Or
okay. So wait a minute. So let me make sure I got this clearly. You had a relationship with Orion?
Yeah, and that, like, what you just described sounds like him because
we're and
basically
this,
just
this,
up
this,
and down.
All right, okay, and this is someone new, okay?
Yes.
And, okay, and his name is Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wow, really confusing here, okay. quite honestly, I see a big toe going in the water, and I hear testing the waters. That's what he's doing right now. He's testing the waters, and they're just saying the verdict is out. He hasn't made a decision, okay? And with that, I'm hearing a really old song, and I'm happy to say that I was born after this song. It's a song probably from the 20s or the 30s, Getting to Know You, okay? And that's what he's doing, okay? I feel like this other guy, Brian, I think, I feel like he's going to keep trying to come back in. Okay, and what I'm hearing is bachelor number 3, and this guy feels further down in the future, I want to say 6 months to a year. Honestly, they're so funny. I'm seeing JJ from this old TV show singing Dynamite. He used to say that. That's the guy that feels right. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So Brian doesn't want a relationship. He's just basically wanting to get to know me?
Yeah, he hasn't decided yet. He wants to get to know you. He doesn't want a relationship with you right now, okay? But I feel, quite honestly, I feel somebody much better for you in the future, okay? Than either these two guys with the same sounding name. And they're telling me he's going to have a completely different name. They're saying, like Jeffrey. I don't know if that's his name, okay? But, you know, it's not going to be the same syllable, okay? So I hope that helps, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And that's just spinning around. I'm trying to get it to mute. There it goes. It muted. Okay. I just need a breather, people. It's like one right after another. Okie doke. And we have 646. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. And I don't think I've spoken to you yet?
Nope.
Okay. And who am I speaking to, please?
This is Chris.
Chris?
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Chris. That's my boyfriend's name, so. But he's Christopher. I'm sure you're Christine, so. And
what
and,
are you... What do you pick up about my love life?
Your love life, okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple men around you? Is that correct?
No.
No. You are into men, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I get all kinds of people, so I just want to make sure that I'm, that I'm getting the right thing. I am feeling a couple around you, okay? Maybe not right now, all right? So you're single, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. They're definitely in your energy field, okay? And it's funny, I'm hearing the world is white, the world is black, da-da-da-da-da. So I feel what that means to me, okay, is two men approaching who are totally different. Okay, and one is probably more light skin than the other. The other one's probably more dark skin, and I'm just getting that they're both different, okay? Totally different from each other, so you have a choice is what I'm getting, okay? It feels like within August you will have the final outcome of what you want, okay? And I'm feeling long-term. And quite honestly, it's the second or third time I heard it. I'm hearing opposites attract. So it feels like somebody who's different than you are, you know, meaning if you're real outgoing, this person's really shy, okay? I'm just feeling a good, steady influence, all right? The other one that who you will have a choice of feels more like, for better words, that's coming to mind, is a playboy, you know, kind of like a Don Juan, you know? That will be fun, but I'm just feeling, again, the one who's opposite, that will be right. So you have a choice of two. Hello? Oh, I don't know where that person went. So don't know what happened there. God, I hope Blog Talk didn't mess up, or maybe she didn't like my answer. That happens. I used to work on this line, and if people didn't like the information I was getting, and usually it was truthful, they would hang up on me. So hopefully I didn't lose her, or Blog Talk might have... blocked her off. So you can always listen to this in the archives. All right. Somebody said take a big, deep breath, Pamela, so that's what I'm going to do. Okay. Area code 804, are you there?
Yes. Hi, and thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Vernelle, so with a V like in Victoria.
Okay.
I want to ask something. I know it might seem kind of strange, but my son used to be involved with this young woman named Tasha, and I used to see her, a lot on Facebook, and all of a sudden out of nowhere she's no longer on there, and I'm wondering if she's doing okay, and you know if she might get back with my son again or.
I hate to say, but what I heard was bad news, bad news. So I don't know if she is bad news or bad news concerning her, okay? But I don't feel like back together, like romantically, no, that I don't. I don't feel them getting back together romantically, okay? If they did, I'm hearing a Gladys Knight song lyric on and on, slipping in the sliding. It just doesn't feel like it would work out. It feels like there is better, somebody more appropriate for your son. And again, I'm sorry, I'm not getting what's going on with her. I'm just hearing bad news.
Okay.
Okay.
And also, I have one other question. Do you know if I would ever get married? And I'm not looking for to get married right away or anything.
No, but I am seeing what they're showing me is like a gazebo. Okay, and it is in the distance. And when I think of a gazebo, You know, I actually did, you know, I'm an interfaith minister, and I actually performed in New Jersey a wedding on a gazebo, and that's like the perfect spot to get married, okay? Mm-hmm. This, what they are saying is this will be a mature relationship, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing my boyfriend, okay, and I'm 50. So obviously I have a much more mature relationship with him than I did with my 20s. So this feels like it, both parties will be mature, so it'll be good, okay?
Do you know, like, how far?
Okay, I don't mean to be rude, but I have, like, four other callers.
Okay.
So I need to get with them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all right. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And, you know, and thank you, everyone, for holding on. Okay, let me see. I have to remember to look at the whole time. Because it gets confusing. I'm not used to doing this. Kelly does it for me. Boy, she does a lot of work for me. Thank you, Kelly. Here we go. Come on, Blog Talk. There we go. It's spinning. 727. Hi, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Okay. And do you have a question for me? And if you do, what is your name?
Yeah, hi. My name is Lisa.
Hi.
And my question. Hi. And my question is, I met someone a few months ago, and we're not communicating anymore. Like, it was a guy romantically, and I just want to know if you see, what do you see about him, like how he's feeling and how I'm feeling, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, all right. First of all, with you, I'm getting. I did pick one of those goddess cards that I have. Okay, and it's saying focus, intention. Okay, and
yeah.
I, quite honestly with that, I think what it feels like is you really need to focus your intention on what you want to do with your life, not so much on him, okay?
Sure.
What I got with him is he's scared, okay? He is
yeah.
scared. That's exactly it. And he's scared of, and I'm not going to say the full word, of effing up, okay? That's what he's scared of. And he's scared of opening up his heart. All right, you
yeah.
know, they're calling him a scaredy cat, okay?
Yeah,
and
that's him.
Yeah, and I'm hearing the song lyric from the Stray Cats, I'm a cool, cool kitty, kitty, kitty cat. I like to say that to my cats, okay? And that's what
yeah.
he acts like, okay, to most people,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah.
That's what he acts like, you know? And, yes, I saw in chat, Birdie Bird is being quiet, but that's okay. So maybe because I'm talking about cats so much, scary cats. So I'm getting, you know, don't hound him if you want to. Send a text here and there. But quite honestly, I am getting to take your eggs out of that basket and spread it out. That's how they're
okay.
putting it, okay? Because, you know, there's a part of you, and I feel it, and I understand because I'm a woman, that really wants to go after this guy, okay? And with that, I'm hearing Bonnie Raitt sing, I Can't Make You Love Me. And I do feel like he has strong feelings for you. I just think
yeah.
he's too scared, all right? And you can't make somebody do something they don't want to. If
sure.
you stop putting your intention there and you focus it on, like, you know, somebody who really does want a relationship, two things could happen. He could come crawling back or somebody better, you know, and more appropriate for you is coming. Okay?
Yeah.
So I hope that helps.
Do you think he'll contact me?
What they're saying is send him a quick text and, you know,
well,
wait and see.
I and actually I'll, don't really want to contact him. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Okay, and, you know, then I'm just getting to keep that in intention, focus on what you want. Just shift up the energy, okay?
Okay,
and
okay.
I want to explain that because I think this is good for other callers to hear. Okay, when you focus so much on one thing, on one person, they feel it, okay, and they withdraw, especially men. When you let it go and you just do your own thing and you let go of that energy, that's when they're kind of like, hey, what's she doing? How come, you know, so, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? I totally am doing that now. I'm like, you know, focusing on my life and stuff. But the thing that I struggle with is that I don't know if I want a person that you have to, like, do that with, like,
right,
if you,
right.
You know what I mean? Because, like,
you want
a boyfriend that you can focus on and you can put your energy on them and not have
right.
to, like,
well, you want
not
somebody
do
who's,
that.
You want somebody who's not afraid to, you know, reach out and be there.
Yeah.
And being consistent. Okay. So you know your answer again. Again, put your energy elsewhere. That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great
You're
day.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You too.
Any songs?
What
happened to my music?
I Can't Make You Love Me.
Yes, I did. I'm sorry, I forgot.
I Can't Make You Remember My Song. So.
Oh, my God.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Here we go, and the Bach Talk is spinning. Come on, there, it's on mute. All right, on to the next one. 719, are you there?
I am there. Hi, Pamela.
Is this Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Hey. Are you the co-host in the chat?
I am.
Oh, thank you for doing that. Thank you. Maybe I shouldn't have opened it, but
No.
I
actually called in with a question today. It's like,
okay.
I was having phone issues. We're having some family stuff happen. You know, it's like, I know Jethro's having a lot, and we're having one. And actually, what I wanted to ask, since I'm too close to the situation, is
you're not even asking the question. I'm getting stay out. They keep on saying stay out. Do you understand that?
Wow. Okay.
Okay. I think
so. In that one, it's like, yeah, there's somebody that passed on the other side. My older daughter is in coming back from Wyoming today. She went to a funeral service yesterday, and I was wondering if the person who got killed was trying to get a message through to people.
And honestly, I'm just getting not yet. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Not yet. The only thing I'm hearing is, I love you. Okay? That's it. I love you. And I feel like that's to all of them, but I just don't feel... I feel like the way I can describe it is kind of weird. Is like, I feel the energy, but it feels like it's in transition, or in what the way they're showing it to me. You remember the Wizard of Oz, and Dorothy was caught up in that tornado, okay?
Right.
And she could speak, and that's what I'm hearing, I love you, but she didn't know exactly where she was going. That's
right.
The kind of energy I feel.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, good, because I'm not really sure what I'm talking about.
I am. It's like, that's good. It's like, and this is what we always say. It's like, just because the messenger doesn't always understand the message doesn't mean the person who's receiving it doesn't get it. But it's like, yes, that absolutely makes total sense to me. So, and is the stay out moment along the same line as like stay out and don't interfere, or don't get involved with what's going on there?
I feel like it's like, don't interfere, don't get involved. You know, I see you at a baseball game, okay, and you're not batting, you're sitting on the bench.
Okay.
And now they're showing me sitting in the bleachers. So just watch all the craziness.
Okay, very good. Sounds awesome.
Okay, and again, thank you for running the chat. Okay, I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Sounds good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right.
Okay. Hey, I think I'm going to be able to get everybody. Area code 219, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
Oh, well, I'm just a whirlwind right now, one after another. But it's a beautiful day in North Carolina, so.
It's a beautiful day over here in Indiana. Thank God
great.
For that.
Great. So, and what is your first name?
My name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea, and how can I help you?
And my question is, what do you see far as my relationship? Where am I at now with my ex?
Okay, all right, because what I felt was like a standstill, and it wasn't going anywhere, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you said this was your ex, okay, but I'm going to just share the image I'm getting. I'm seeing, like, you know, one of those lassos that they use to rope in a cow, and I'm seeing one of those, and it's on YouTube, and it's like, pull tight, okay? And quite honestly, it feels like it's hard to breathe, okay? In fact, I need to breathe, and it hurts my stomach. And what I'm feeling, honestly, all right, like, let go. And I heard Donna summer say, turn away, walk away, okay? And quite honestly, I feel like there's still love there, all right? There's still love there. But they're showing me a coach doing a timeout sign. So it feels like you need some time
away.
Take a
break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Time away. You know, there's children involved? Is there children?
Well, no. I have two children on my own. But
okay.
I've been with them for 8 years, and we've been separate for 3 months now. And
yeah.
He tried to contact me last night.
Yeah, and I'm just feeling, you know, I'm just hearing you say, I just need a timeout, even if it's just a week or two, okay, because there's still love. I do feel that you guys can work it out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what they're showing me, and I don't know what your religion is. This is just symbolic, okay? I'm seeing a priest, all right? And what that means is you need some outside help, whether that's God or counseling or something else, because it feels like there's a lot of misunderstanding there. Is a good
yeah,
way of putting it.
I agree. You're absolutely
okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
And just one more quick one. I know my time is brief. Do you see me changing jobs soon, or am I stuck here?
Within, I know this is going to sound like a long time, I'm hearing within 6 months, okay? But I'm getting not to leave it right now. It feels like you definitely need something else.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank
you so much, Lucy.
All right, thank you for calling. Okay. I see that I have three callers. One just called in. I can't guarantee you I'm going to get to you, but I definitely will get to the next two. They've been waiting quite some time. Okay. So, hi, it says Patty. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, Patty. How can I help you?
Do you see anyone coming into my life, like a relationship, anytime soon?
I do. Okay, and yeah, but okay, and I'm not sure what this means. I'm hearing March, which I know is next year.
Yeah.
Okay, but that could mean something else. You know, you could be marching on. Okay, maybe the person was born in March.
Mm.
Right, it's not really clear, but I'm getting yes. What they're saying is go to festivals.
Okay,
that's what I'm getting. I don't feel like it's online. I feel like it's out and about, okay? And
mm-hmm.
they are saying friendship first, okay? For some reason, I'm seeing you, like, with a group of people. So it might be some kind of group that you're in or you do group activities, and it feels like friendship that leaves. They're so cute. I'm hearing the song Everlasting Love.
Aww.
So it does lead to Everlasting Love, all right?
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, so you know, be patient, and you have to remember everything is spirit time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just saying to keep on taking care of business. I see, like, you're creative in some way, so keep on doing your creativity.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. I enjoy the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for holding. Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Yay, I might actually be able to do the last two callers. Let's see. 740, are you there?
Yes, hi. My name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. Thank you for holding, and how can I help you?
I just did an expansion on my business, and it's community connected, but I have waves of anxiety about what being used with, you know, for the way that I would like it to be used would be a great success, and will it help the income of the business?
And I'm feeling yes, okay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel some opportunities coming up, and you're not really sure where to go. And quite honestly, I got the one card. I call it the sacrifice card. It's the hangman. In this case, it's a hangwoman. And I
mm-hmm.
feel like you're going not sacrificing of yourself, but sacrificing of your time, like some social stuff you want to do to put the business, but it will take off. I'm seeing you shaking hands, so I do feel like there are opportunities coming up for you, okay? The other thing I'm seeing, like a store shelf, you're dusting off the shelves and you're rearranging things, and that's a good thing, okay, because
mm-hmm.
it rearranges it. And they're saying it will be a success, okay?
Awesome.
All right,
awesome.
But the other thing they're saying is you need a little bit more balance, so make sure you have some time. I know I was saying you're going to have to work real hard, but make sure you also get some fun time too. That's important.
Yeah, I haven't had that for a long time, and I'm so due.
Yeah.
So, yes, absolutely.
They're so funny. They're saying instead of, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, they're saying an hour a day keeps the doctor away. So make sure you take at least 1 hour a day for you. Okay?
Thank you for that. That's spot on. Thank you so much.
All right. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
not a problem. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Yay, I think we're going to get to the person who called in last minute. 719, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
We had our furnace go out, and so I was cleaning up the mess from having that thing replaced. So, I got kind of, you know, running late here. Anyhow, my name is Julia. I'm calling from Colorado, and I'd like to know what you see for my present relationship, whether it's sort of coming to an end or where you see it going.
Honestly, I feel you holding on, both of you. Can I get their first name or at least their initial?
K.
I feel it holding on, okay? I'm just, you know, it just feels like it's at a plateau right now. And I'm hearing work it, girl. I think it was RuPaul who used to say work it, girl, or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just feel like, you know, give us a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. I do feel it can stay together, but I'm seeing you, like, clean windows, you know. And, that's so funny. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. So I feel like there's things that you need to clear up. But I do feel very strong, good possibility for you two to stay together if you both work on it. Okay?
Okay.
And it feels like, quite honestly, it feels like it is worth it. Okay? It really does. Because if you do break up, I am hearing the song, "The Love I Lost Was a Sweet Love." Okay?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So work it out.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And again, thanks for taking my last minute call.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's been crazy.
Yeah, it's been crazy here too. So, all right. All right. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Well, I got everybody and I got 3 minutes left. Yay. So my guides are saying to pull a card out for everybody. So I'm going to use the Doreen Virtue goddess cards. Aha. Oh, they are so cool, my guys. If I'm spelling Irene, she's a goddess, and it says peace. There is no need to worry as everything is working out beautifully. And, you know, and I'm human. I do it too. You know, we worry, and everything's going to be okay. And since I have 3 minutes left, I just need to tell you that I am really, really excited because, you know, I live in North Carolina and I got something from Hay House about a conference that was going on in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was thinking about going to it, but Wayne Dyer was in the morning and Doreen Virtue was at the night. And I really didn't care about anybody in between, but nobody wanted to go with me. And I said to myself, you know, oh boy, I would love to take a class just with Doreen Virtue. Okay? Fast forward a couple weeks. A client of mine got this deck of cards her boyfriend didn't like because it was like a tarot card, but it was by Doreen Virtue. So I got that deck, and I also got a flyer in the mail that Doreen Virtue was offering an angel tarot card certification. And I am going. And I know that I know about psychic stuff and angel cards and everything else, but I'm going with my niece. You know, and hopefully I'll actually be able to shake hands with Doreen Virtue, and God knows what I'm going to learn, and it's just going to be exciting. So, you know, if you're at that conference, please come up and say hello to me. I got probably about a minute left. If you need to get a hold of me, Pamela Cummins, Cummins. .com. You can also Google me, Pamela, Cummins. I am on Twitter. I am on Facebook. I am on Pinterest. I also have a blog, Pamela's Psychic Insights. I am on Psychics Gone Wild on 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesdays. I'm one of the columnists at Bel Esprit magazine, a free online magazine. I would really suggest you checking that out. And I also have a book, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. This Tuesday night, I am on the Spiritual Learning Connection. I have Justin Chase Mullins. So far, he's booked. I have to confirm that. Hopefully, he will be there. And I have 10 seconds left, so I just want to wish everyone a very, very happy Sunday. May you have peace. May you learn to trust your intuition. And please call us again and follow us on PsychicsGoneWild.com and also PsychicsGoneWild Blog Talk. So thank you. Thank you, everyone. Namaste. Oh, and I see Sue. Yes, I'm going to have a wonderful time. Goodbye, everybody.